Welcome to CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azuz. This is our last week on air before the summer break. First up today, a prisoner exchange. Bo Bergdahl was the last American soldier held captive from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The 28-year-old Army sergeant went missing while deployed in Afghanistan in 2009. He was released by the Taliban Saturday. In order to get that done, the Obama administration released five men from the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. These are photos obtained by WikiLeaks that match the names released by the U.S. Department of Defense. The Department of Defense would neither confirm nor deny their accuracy. We can tell you that the five men released were members of the Taliban, Afghanistan's former rulers, and had suspected ties to terrorists. The U.S. has had a policy of not negotiating with terrorists. And two Republicans in Congress say the Obama administration broke the law over the exchange because it didn't tell Congress 30 days in advance of the deal. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says the U.S. acted fast because Sergeant Bergdahl's health was getting worse. There are a lot more unanswered questions, including how and why Bergdahl disappeared. We do have details on how he was recovered.
I'd like to say to Bo right now, who's having trouble speaking English, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Zayabayem. I'm your father, Bo.
An emotional moment as Bo Bergdahl's parents stand with the president.
I just want to say thank you to everyone who has supported Bo.
After nearly 5 years in captivity, their son Bo is coming home.
Release me, please. I'm begging you. Bring me home, please. Bring me home.
Behind the scenes, a secret choreography had quickly been worked out in just the last several days. A U.S. command center was set up at an undisclosed location. U.S. commandos secretly flew to a point near the border where the Taliban said they would be waiting to turn Bergdahl over. Back at Guantanamo Bay, officials from Qatar were on standby waiting to take custody of the five Taliban detainees the U.S. was releasing in return for Bergdahl. That was the guarantee the Taliban needed to let the American soldier go after 5 years a prisoner. The Pentagon will not disclose if it was Navy SEALs or Army Delta Force teams. They were taking no chances. Several dozen of America's most elite forces were involved. Other troops stayed at a distance. Planes and drones flew overhead, keeping watch. The heavily armed U.S. troops landed, facing 18 Taliban and Bergdahl. A senior U.S. official says Bo Bergdahl was able to walk, and they quickly got him on board the helicopter.
Next story, the head of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs has resigned. Republicans and Democrats had been pushing for Eric Shinseki to step down. The department he led has been caught up in a scandal over health care for American veterans. Thousands of them have reportedly had to wait indefinitely to see a doctor when they needed to. Veterans Affairs says 23 people have died waiting across the country. But sources told CNN earlier this year that 40 had died in one city alone, Phoenix, Arizona. Numerous other VA hospitals are now being looked at for possible misconduct. There have been problems at VA facilities for decades, but Eric Shinseki says the situation can be fixed, and the next department head will have the tough task of leading that process and getting veterans the health care they need.